Trying out reflexology. As some of you know, I have suffered from occasional migraine headaches ever since I was a teenager. I've seen several doctors about them, but conventional medicine hasn't really helped me. I take painkillers for temporary relief, but of course I'd love to prevent the headaches from happening at all. Recently, a friend of mine convinced me to try the Reflexology Center on Broad Street. I called for an appointment, and they were able to fit me in the next day. From the outside, the center is a plain concrete box. But when you go inside, it's a warm and wonderful world of comfortable furniture, herbal tea, and soft-spoken women whose names start with K. When I went into the center, I took off my shoes and was greeted by Cassandra at the reception desk, who had me fill out a few health forms. She passed me along to Katya, who looked over the forms and spent a few minutes discussing my migraine history with me. Katya took me to a lovely room where I lay back on an easy chair with blankets and pillows, and she washed my feet and then started applying pressure. It felt pretty much like an hour-long foot massage. At least I think that's how it felt. I fell asleep and missed most of the treatment. Reflexology is a natural treatment dating back to ancient times. It is based on the idea that there are zones or areas in the feet and hands that are related to other parts and systems of the body. For example, the tips of the toes and fingers are related to the head and neck, and the ball of the foot is related to the heart and chest. A reflexologist applies pressure to specific areas in a patient's feet and hands to relieve symptoms or pain in other related areas. The treatment doesn't cure or diagnose specific health problems. There are no prescriptions to fill at a pharmacy. There's no medication required at all. But lots of people think that reflexology successfully relieves symptoms of stress and disease. They say that applying pressure to the feet and hands relieves tension, improves blood circulation, relaxes muscles, and promotes the natural, healthy functions and well-being of the entire body. And unlike with medications, there are no negative side effects. So, the big question, did it work? The answer, I don't know. It felt good, and I haven't had a migraine this week, but I often go weeks without a migraine, so it's hard to tell. Katya says I should come in for regular treatments, and that I should do a 5-minute self-treatment session every day for long-term relief of stress and pain. I made an appointment for next week. I'll give it a try and keep you posted.